ready, because this is going to be a long one.
All right, we're recording.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we discuss all things in the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse. And we are also the official podcast of the We Are Marvel Facebook group. Please go check them out today. And hey, you're already on Facebook, guys. Mm-hmm. Head on over to the We Are Marvel pod page and give us a like and follow there as well. And if you don't like Facebook, because who does? A bunch of losers. We're also on Instagram, and we pretty much post the same stuff, except for I don't know how to post articles. So we don't do that.
Okay.
We're your hosts. My name is Justin, and I just so happen to be gorgeous.
Oh my God, he's never going to give that up. My name is Jeremy, and I disagree with him.
You wrote it, so you can't disagree. That's how that works.
All right, fine. He's amazing. Just get a glimpse of him.
Gorgeous.
If you can't. Just... He's gorgeous. I hate
get
you.
Get it right. Welcome to the show.
Yes, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Yeah.
If you don't know by the title, we are talking Spider-Man 3 from 2007.
Yeah.
I'm excited to get into it. I had a lot more fun with this than the look on your face suggests that you did.
Well, I had a good time until a turning point, and we'll get to that, I guess.
Fair enough. But before we get to that, and I didn't talk to you about this because you showed up late.
Perfect.
So we got the first trailer for Echo.
Yes, we did.
We don't really talk about trailers, but there is something important from the trailer that I didn't even think about until I saw this article right before you got here. So we're going to talk about this. Okay. The thing that popped up in the trailer is what is the banner that Echo is labeled as, and that is Marvel Spotlight.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you recall that. I don't have an image. Feel free to look it up here, but I don't have an... Oh, there it is right there.
Perfect. He's going to show me. Yes, it does say Marvel Spotlight.
So,
are we feeling this is similar to...
Marvel Knights?
Yes.
Kind of. There, I'm on comicbook.com. Comicbook.com, please sponsor us. That would be great. I know you already have a podcast, and it's great, but, you know, we're here too. So, in the article it says, what is Marvel Spotlight? And then it says, according to Marvel, Marvel Spotlight is a brand that will be home to projects released by Marvel Studios that don't necessarily fit in with the larger Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. It's not that these projects aren't in the continuity. Mm-hmm. They just won't reference larger plot threads of the franchise. Quote, Marvel Spotlight gives us a platform to bring more grounded, character-driven stories to the screen, and in the case of Echo, focusing on street-level stakes over larger MCU continuity. That's from the head of streaming, Brad Winterbaum. And he explained at the event, there was some event that he said this out, that I don't know what it was.
Okay.
But, quote, just like comics fans didn't need to read Avengers or Fantastic Four to enjoy Ghost Rider Spotlight comic, our audience doesn't need to have seen other Marvel series to understand what's happening in Maya's story. Does not seem entirely true because Hawkeye, but
right.
Whatever.
I wonder if they'll reclassify Hawkeye as a Spotlight, Marvel Spotlight.
I guess it wouldn't be the first time they've kind of changed things post-release.
Because I can see them doing that and then adding in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, but Agents of... See, but that's the thing, though. This is part of continuity. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not necessarily part of continuity, as far as we know. It is at first.
Yeah, it is at first, yeah.
But we don't know if... I have a feeling Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a different universe or timeline or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Patrick and I had a conversation about the difference between universe and timeline this week, and it gave me a headache. I think it's the same thing, but it doesn't matter. So I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is different because after season two, it's like they just kind of fucked off and did their own thing.
Yeah, and they went real weird, but
yeah.
But it was still fun.
Yeah, I'd like to rewatch it one of these days. I didn't get past four with Ghost Rider.
Oh, okay.
So I know they went to space and shit.
I think
and
I got stuff. Into five, and I think then I fell off. Yeah.
So...
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's like 20-some episodes a season. So
yeah,
it was hard to keep
like
up with.
Like seven seasons. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is interesting. I thought it was worth bringing up because this is a new banner under the MCU.
Right.
The thing said it is part of continuity.
Okay.
It is off of Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Because obviously. And in the trailer, we see Kingpin with his patch over his eye, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And there's a brief blink and you miss a shot of Daredevil.
I heard that. I didn't see it.
If I didn't know it was there, I probably wouldn't have known it was there. But you see him lunging towards the camera. It's like a kind of wide shot. And you just see him lunging towards the camera through a space away from like gunfire and shit.
Okay. Through outer space?
Yes. He joined Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. season, whatever the season was. They went to space. Yeah. So.
Okay, I think that helps because I was also discussing this. And the question was, why are they making this? It's just a fair question. It's been a while. And if it's not going to have anything to do with the bigger story, why make it? But that's by design, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's true of all of this stuff, honestly. I mean, technically speaking, you don't need to watch any of it to understand the next thing. It helps.
Yes.
But I mean, look at, and I know this is a large part of just bad management, but WandaVision to Multiverse of Madness, it helps a lot. But technically, the way that show ended is not what is teed up in the movie because of bad management.
Yeah.
And they literally didn't watch WandaVision before doing the movie. Like, that's quote. And it's sad. And it makes me angry. Because WandaVision's great. It's like we've talked about with these shows. It's like, yeah, they're worth watching. Like, Loki. Loki's fantastic. Yeah. We'll be talking about that in about 2 weeks. Because we got the Marvels next week. But you don't need to see it.
Right. And it'd I'm wondering how they're going to do that with, as you mentioned, in the Marvels, how are they going to bring in Kamala Khan into this? Are we just going to get some sort of backstory? Is she going to just pop up?
I think it's going to Multiverse of Madness, and they're just going to be like, she's here now. I mean, I know her family's in it. They're in the trailer. Right. I'm staying away. There's a new trailer tomorrow, a final trailer tomorrow. Not watching it.
I watched the first
one. I already had a thing kind of spoiled for me, even today, just by reading a headline of an article. Didn't even click on it to see the thing.
Yeah.
Fucking internet.
No,
it's just the worst.
Yeah,
but yeah, so I'd love to think, I mean, they have to explain the bands because I have a feeling that's going to be a major plot point.
Yeah, it feels like it because it wasn't explained yet.
Yeah, because I mean the thing with WandaVision is like you can put it together. Yeah. Vision died in Infinity War. She came back in Endgame and was really really pissed. You can then circle into she's very angry and trying to do all this stuff. I think it would have helped if Vision was in the movie, but we talked about that already.
Yeah.
But this is a new character.
Yeah.
Like, with completely different powers.
Right.
I don't love the show, but it's still a very important aspect of the thing. Like, so I don't know. We're going to find out on Friday.
Yeah, that's true. I guess.
Hopefully get some tickets tomorrow.
Yeah. I was thinking about on the way over here. I was like, wait, are they available yet? I don't know.
I haven't looked. I checked yesterday.
Okay.
And they weren't. But our theaters are weird.
Yeah.
It'll either be like right now as we're recording, which it could be worth looking at right now while we're recording.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like Thursday. And it's like, who the hell knows?
Yeah. It's like they're flipping coins over there. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, that's enough of that. Let's get into the thing. Grab up your Icarus and let's rock some Spider-Man 3. A strange black entity from another world bonds with Peter Parker and causes inner turmoil, which is the worst kind of turmoil, as he contends with new villains, temptations, and revenge. How long can any man fight the darkness before he finds it in himself?
Oh, that is deeper than deep.
That's not even the tag. I'm just asking that question.
Because all right, okay, let's
get it took me this. About a week and a half, and then I was just done.
Just the darkness inside took over.
Yeah. Long and hard. Directed by Sam Raimi. Screenplay by Sam Raimi, Ivan Raimi, and Alvin Sargent. Based on Spider-Man by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. Starring Tobey Maguire, Kirsten Dunst, James Franco, Thomas Hayden Church, Topher Grace, Bryce Dallas Howard, James Cromwell, Rosemary Harris, and J.K. Simmons. And other people, too. This released April 16th, 2007 in the Roppongi Hills. Mori Tower, wherever that is. And then May 4th, 2007, everywhere else in the U.S. Budget from between $258 to $350 million. You'd think they'd have a tighter grasp on that number.
Yeah.
But a box office of $895 million, which is not too shy off from the billion.
Dang.
So this did do well.
Yeah.
Financially. And I mean, critically, we don't do that anymore, but I mean, I know the Rotten Tomatoes, which is a joke, isn't great and whatever, but like,
yeah, I don't know.
It wasn't like a huge turd sandwich. I think the biggest thing was talks fell through for Spider-Man 4 with Raimi, because it was going to happen.
Okay.
I mean, there's concept art and everything.
Right.
That has leaked out throughout the past, you know, almost 20 years. And it just kind of all fell apart, and they decided to reboot instead. And we'll get to that in a few years.
Jeez.
In fact, I have on here, this is the highest grossing of Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy.
Which is wild.
Yeah. So, I mean, it did well.
Financially.
As you
said, yes. Yes. Can you specify this?
And that's the thing, though. I mean, one was a phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Two was as well.
Yeah.
You can recoup from a bad one. So I have no doubt that there would have been a fourth one had Sam Raimi and Sony been able to come to an agreement. But yeah. I think it was Sony being Sony and Avi Arad being Avi Arad. And he finally went, you know what? You forced me to do Venom. I've had enough.
Yeah. And I can't blame him.
But let's get into some overall thoughts before we bullet points. I took a lot of notes, but we're going to try not to do them all because, like I said, I took a lot of notes.
Hey, you did? Jeez.
I didn't even mean to. It was just like happening. It's a long movie. It's the longest of the trilogy, too.
Okay. It's because it made the most.
Yeah. Because they had to cram in three villains into one movie after usually only doing one.
I think they should have left it at two, to be honest.
I think they should have left it at one.
Yes, you are correct.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I did. Spider-Man 3, everyone knows, blah, 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 blah. Like, I was expecting this to be X3, The Last Stand, and Rise of Silver Surfer, which is coming up. Like, not pleasant.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like, if you keep into consideration that it is a Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie, so it's super cornball. Tobey Maguire is about 20 years too old to be playing the character. And he has the worst, most hideous crying face of all time.
Oh, he does. I know.
I mean, I love you, Toby. You were amazing in No Way Home. And Cider House Rules. But, fuck, man.
I know. Yeah. And it was like they knew, because then they would show Kirsten crying. And it's like, that's how you cry.
Yeah.
And then they go back to him, and it's just like this face. Oh, and like you said, I love the guy. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... don't have crying scenes.
Yeah. He did this movie called, I think it was called Brothers with Jake Gyllenhaal and I think Natalie Portman. Fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Like, he's great. But fuck, man.
He cannot cry on screen.
Not a Spider-Man, that's for sure. Yeah. But I enjoyed it for the most part. Like, as it got towards the end, I was like, okay, I get why I don't like this. And I see immediately how it could have been fixed.
Yes.
By making it its own thing.
Yeah. Like, I agree.
Don't just leave. If they had just left Venom, made him actually Venom, which is another thing we'll get to, but make that Spider-Man 4.
Yeah.
And then just resolve the Harry Sandman stuff organically, like you would if you were, I don't know, like telling a story in a movie. It would have been better.
Yes. Yeah, because this movie, I enjoyed it. Because I thought the same thing. I was like, it's terrible. I'm going to have a bad time with this. But as I'm watching, I'm like, this isn't bad. This is good.
Like, for the most part, it's like, this is like Spider-Man 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's dopey and dumb, but it's 2007. Like, it's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep saying, we're not at Iron Man yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's so far away. But yeah, this, and this occurred to me with this, because I knew I was going to say it again. It's not the span of time. It's the importance of what happened.
Yeah.
And Batman Begins was 2 years before this. It kind of sent up a little flare that no one really paid attention to. Batman Begins, to me, does not get the credit it deserves. I think it's the best of the trilogy.
Wow.
Quite frankly. And that's after watching it billions of times, having an entire shelf in my office devoted to that trilogy. Like, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Believe me. I almost, when I got the Captain America tattoo, my next one was going to be a Batman symbol from the Dark Knight trilogy on my back, but I changed my mind. But it was kind of forgotten. Like, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But it kind of petered away. But then in May of 2008, we got Iron Man. Mm-hmm. And 2 months later, we got The Dark Knight. And everything in comic book movies changed.
Yes.
Like, instantly.
Yeah. I did.
So, it's like, I get it. I forgive it. It's the movies after that I don't forgive. And we'll get there.
Yeah. It's somebody cracked the code and they figured it out. And it should have been, okay, they figured it out. We're doing it like that.
Yeah.
But a lot of them didn't.
Yeah, because the studio, as they do, learned the wrong lesson, and that's how we get the Fox 4 Stick 4.
Oh, man. I'm so disappointed with that one, because I still enjoy the cast of people that they got.
Mostly. I literally just watched Chronicle for the first time and finished it like an hour ago.
Yeah, it's good, right?
It was good, right? I mean, it's... It's tough when I watch these older movies trying to catch up, because it's like, oh, I see what you did there, and I've been seeing that for the last 10 years, so it's not as special.
Right, but it should have been, because they did it first.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what's tough, but it was fun. I enjoyed it. Dan DeHaan, I immediately got Goblin vibes from him, which was not pleasant,
but
it was good.
Yeah. Back to kind of overall thought, it's I enjoyed it up until the Venom stuff started happening. And then it was like, why? Why did we go this route? Why are we doing it? And I understand the cheesiness, but it was just it.
Well, and it's tough because, I mean, even his transformation is fantastic. It's one of the best parts of the movie. Watching it pull at him and him screaming and shit, it's fantastic. I think the thing that bugs me about it is the screeching. Like, by the end of it, Sandman was just a big blob. And he was groaning, because for some reason when he's that big, they can't have him talk.
Oh, yeah. Vocal cords are too big.
I guess. I mean, he doesn't do it in No Way Home. He actually didn't he? No, he didn't. I don't remember.
I don't think
he actually talked when he was that big.
I don't
big.
Think he talked at all, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He was the Sandman in the movie.
Yeah.
He wasn't in person because of COVID.
Yeah.
But... you know, it's fine. And then Venom, it's like they couldn't figure out how to make it look right.
Yeah. There are glimpses of it.
Yeah, because they have him screeching. I mean, it's on the disc, the box for the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's just like, it looks great. He should have been bigger.
Yeah, bigger.
But fine. Make him a little carnage-y. Which I think that would have been cooler, too, if he had little tendrils and stuff coming off of him like Carnage did, make an amalgam villain.
Yeah.
Fine. But he would just screech and do the teeth, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It felt so forced in there, and you could tell, and it just watching it, it felt that way. It just felt out of place.
Well, and the other thing, I read it, I don't know if I have it in the fun facts, but... so Sam Raimi has notably said that he didn't like Venom as a character, that the studio forced Venom on him for the movie. And then I read a thing on IMDb that was like, well, he actually, after doing some research, really loved the character and thought he was really cool.
Okay.
But for some reason felt the need not to say that and kept with the line of he doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Like he was trying to surprise us with, no, I really do love him, and see how great a job I did with him because I love him so much. And it was like, why would you do that? Because I even went into the movie going, well, Sam Raimi doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
So how's he going to treat him well? I mean, yeah, he's a good filmmaker, but like what? I'm already going in with a sour taste.
Yeah.
And you're not helping.
No. And he didn't help either on what we saw.
Yeah, he should have been like, Venom's great, and he is great. And when they use him in the way that they could have, should have used him in this movie, he could be great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the problem I have with the Tom Hardy movie. One of the many problems I have with the Tom Hardy movie. Taking out Peter Parker, you take out that relationship.
Yeah.
And the struggle that he had to go through with the suit, and that's what I'm really hoping they do for Spider-Man 4, to fix it for the first time. yeah. since 2007.
I hope so. I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
The opportunity is there. You set it up where you could, but I don't know.
And no dancing.
Oh, yes.
Please, you know what, no. though? What I liked about it this time was I didn't watch him because I've seen it too many times. I love that they lampoon it and Into the Spider-Verse, but I watched the people around him.
Okay.
Everyone looks at him like he's a douchebag.
I think at the very beginning when yeah, he's starting
when
he's, to
yeah when he's getting all suave, there's a bunch of girls going ooh
yeah,
and I was like okay, but when he's doing the dance and
everyone
shit,
yeah
everyone's looking at him like he's a schmuck. Yeah. It's like, okay, it's what he thinks is cool, but it's not actually
yes.
cool.
And I wonder if...
Which made it better.
Yeah, it helped.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's that beginning ones was like Peter seeing it that way.
Maybe.
And then these other parts where we see the real thing is yeah. us seeing it. I don't know. If it's supposed to be, they didn't do a good job of explaining
Well, I mean, in
that.
The first time, he's not as flagrantly douchey.
True. That is true.
Like, he's just... more well put together. He has yeah. a little bit more pep in his step. I yeah. mean, he does the hair thing, which is just...
I don't get the hair thing.
It's
like,
so
it's like
dumb.
Emo people are... like, it's, that's
I made
the
that
veil
joke.
I got.
Emo equals evil. They are the most evil things there
that
is.
That is exactly what they look like they were hinting towards.
Yeah. And I mean, it was 2007. That was the style of the time.
I guess.
And they were evil. I knew some. I have stories. I don't want to talk about it. But... yeah, it's just, it's not irreparable. They could have, mm-hmm. you know, fixed the ship,
yeah.
steered it right with a Spider-Man 4, but Absolutely. I'm, and I wish they kind of had, but at the same time, given where we ended up, kind of glad it died.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, let's get into some bullet points, because we've already been here a while.
Yeah.
So we get the opening credits, which are very Sam Raimi Spider-Man open credits, but we do get a highlight reel of everything that has happened in the first two movies, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was a nice refresher.
It was a good reminder of, you know, what's like a previously on.
Yeah.
It really helped.
Especially with the Harry of it all.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into that too.
I saw the scene and thought of you.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, so you know stupid. Why? Because I know that face.
So stupid. Oh my gosh. It took Franco's everything in me not like, to just laugh out loud. Because my wife would have been like, what are you laughing at?
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm like, God damn it.
I'm trying to explain
it's
it.
A whole thing.
It's a
whole We've
thing.
Been saying it for almost 20 years. It's a whole thing.
I know that face. I hate it.
Yeah. But Peter and Spider-Man are on the top of the world. Everyone loves them. New York loves them.
Yeah.
Which I already don't like. Because okay. it's just, quit it. Like, I like the idea, and it's something that the Tom Hollands have done incredibly well, is when he's at the height of his game and things are looking great, that's when shit falls out the hardest.
Yeah.
Which they do in No Way Home. Like, he's at the top of his game, everything's coming up Milhouse, and then he fucks up, and it just rolls downhill from there. Which they do in this.
Yeah.
But the fact that he has a Spider-Man day, like the Flash.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but no. Spider-Man has never been that beloved.
Yeah. And he really hasn't done anything that we've seen to be that beloved either.
Or anybody else for that matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we've seen him do some cool stuff, but no one else really knows that he did it. And the whole thing is, like, the Bugle always spins it as he was part of it.
Right.
It's just, in this case, that other guy died and he didn't.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is its own thing. Yeah. Then we get, I mean, this is the movie that created 1,000 memes, which I have in my notes, and there's so many, like Creepy Harry on the balcony. I think I use that at least once a week on our page.
It's a good one. Like,
it is. So-and-so enjoying this, and then... something really shitty's coming his way with the Creepy Harry smile. The Goblin Cave was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a lot to say about it, but I don't like the snowboard.
I
get it.
It's
2007.
Yeah, exactly.
I played that video game too. It was very cool.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk was better, but it was still really cool.
Yeah. I agree. I get it. I get why it was done. It's still just dumb.
Here's the thing. I just thought of this right now. What would have been really cool
yeah.
for this movie in general have him dress up exactly like his dad and lurk the shit out of Peter so that he thinks he's hallucinating and seeing the goblin again.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Right?
And that's right down Sam Raimi's alley, too.
Yeah.
Having that creepy, the different screech, but the creepy, the cackle. Scary screech. Yeah. Yeah, or the cackle happening. And yeah, that would have been great, actually.
Like he had a voice changer so he could laugh like Willem Dafoe.
Yeah.
Fixed your movie.
No. Okay, I don't think you fixed it.
Well, it helped.
You helped it.
Because, I mean, honestly, well, this is the thing. I mean, this is...
Fixed it.
Kind of, because this is what the trilogy's been building towards, is this showdown. I remember seeing it in the trailers going, oh, yes, it's finally happening. The thing that's been teased since the end of the first one and was ladled on so thick you could taste it in the second one, we're finally going to get it. The showdown between these two best friends. And I, at the end of the day, like how they resolved it.
Right.
But, like, they basically, and I didn't do a counter on this, but I wish I had, the number of times that Harry gets whacked in the face. By the end of this movie is at least like 5.
Yeah, it was a lot. I don't know how he isn't dead more often, but
right. But like they took him off the board immediately so they could do all the other crap they had to do in this movie.
Yeah.
And you can tell.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's like the Boba Fett fight. It's like you're finally, and there was some other recent one too where it was just like, oh, you're waiting for this showdown between these two characters and then they go, hey,
Next. it is disappointing, yeah. Because it's like, why are you building it up? You know you're building it up.
Yeah.
And then to just have it be a letdown like that, like, how are you not disappointed?
And that's the thing. This movie needed to lose something. Mm-hmm. Whether it was Sandman, which I actually really liked upon rewatch, and there's literally one scene that ended up saving it for me.
Okay.
Or you save Venom for another movie. Do the black suit, because that's important.
Okay.
I mean, it's Peter is evil, doing bad things, taking it too far. Use that in the showdown with the goblin, because he's taken it to that next level that Harry's not ready for. Great. Fine. And then just let Eddie be Venom in 4.
Yeah.
So he can have his space.
Yeah.
But he was literally Venom for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Which...
If that...
Yeah. I mean, if it was any other character, I'd probably be okay with it. And again, watching it 20 years later, I'm like, okay. It's not what I want. It's like that Rick and Morty scene. Like, it's not what I wanted. But... yeah, it's just... I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I agree. They needed to lose one.
Yeah.
And I felt like it needed to be Venom. Either, like you said, can just completely do it in a different movie or push it.
Yeah.
Like, have that be the cliffhanger. Okay, we know where 4 is heading.
Yeah.
But no.
Indeed. But we never got a 4, so maybe it's a good thing that never happened. Though I think if they had not done Venom and saved it and, like, Eddie becoming Venom was, like, the stinger in the credits for the end of 3 leading into 4, we would have gotten a Spider-Man 4. Just saying.
I think that was another mistake, is Topher Grace.
Well, I mean, at the time, but I got it.
Very big at the time. But yeah, he's not the right person for that.
Well, and they've just did him so wonky. Like, he's supposed to be the evil Peter, I guess. Which, fine. Like, I don't care about the size difference anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over it. But I don't know. And that's crazy because I've seen Topher Grace in other things and he's a good actor.
Yeah. I mean, he was a fine actor. I don't think he was right for this role. Because there were parts where he did good. Like when Peter's shoving up and he's like, come on, man. They're like, don't, this is all I got. Yeah. It really seemed like, this is all he's got.
Yeah.
I believed it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't feel right. Especially as Venom. Yeah. Oh, God, I look terrible.
Well, and it's, I don't know. So an alien lands in Central Park. Apparently there were, and I don't know if I have this in fun facts, I'm going to be repeating myself, but there were plans to do the whole spaceship thing and have this actually make some sense.
Okay.
Because, you know, we had John Jameson in the last movie.
Yeah.
Here's your astronaut. Dopes.
Yeah.
But instead, it's a random meteor that falls into 2 feet away from where Peter was. That they kissed, but they didn't notice.
They were kissing.
I know, and I mean, Kirsten Dunst is very pretty, so I get it.
Yeah, smooch, smooch.
But it latched onto his bike anyway.
Yeah. bike.
Yeah, it's a little pedal scooter.
Yeah.
For the most part, I like what they did with Sandman.
Okay.
I mean, because Sandman is a very one-dimensional villain. He's a criminal with superpowers. Yeah. Like, that's really all he is. So the fact that they added the sick daughter, and the scene that turned me on at that, because I always felt like he just sort of, no pun intended, drifted away by the end of the movie. And then he does.
Yeah.
And you kind of just forget. Like, he teams up with Venom so because he has to have his Batman Returns moment, and the villains have to team up for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
Even though, anyway. But the sandcastle scene.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that completely. And
wait, sandcastle scene.
There's just, and maybe it's a random deleted thing that my voodoo decided to add back into the movie.
Okay.
But it was in the movie.
Okay.
He forms into a sandcastle for his daughter when they're in, she's with her mom in the park.
Yeah, that's a deleted scene added in. Yeah.
Why did my voodoo have that?
I don't know. I did not
see that.
It was
very important. I was watching it. I was like, this looks familiar, but I don't remember this.
Huh.
And it really helps because it brings it back into your brain.
Okay.
Why he's doing what he's doing. Because until then, like, and he even whines about it in No Way Home. Like, I'm just doing this for my daughter. I get it. Fine. But it's the Venom show at the end.
Yeah.
And so you don't really care. And he's just a big monster. So he doesn't talk until the end.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not in the actual movie.
No, man. I did not see this part. It sounds
it sounds interesting. So, okay. Well, yeah. I think I have it in the notes anyway. But yeah, it's
right there.
Yeah, it's towards the end, and the daughter and the mom are in the park, and the mom's busy getting ready, and the daughter looks over and there's this giant sandcastle.
Okay.
Like in the middle of the park or whatever. And she goes up to it. And a hand forms in the sand, and she puts her hand next to it.
I'd be freaking out.
Well, yeah.
I mean, no, I get it. It's supposed to be nice touching them. Yeah. I get it.
And then she goes back to the mom and looks back, and it's gone.
Not in the movie.
Wow.
You made this up. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you watched.
It's so fantastic.
It sounds good. Why not leave it in?
Because it's Sony, and they're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
it's wild.
Yeah.
I wonder what else was in that isn't.
We'll find out. But he gets his classic striped shirt, which is pretty much the reason he had to break into his wife's place and see his daughter, I guess. But he got the striped shirt.
I know. It was just so heavy-handed, too, with the drawer opening. And all right, let's sit on this for a sec. And there we go.
Now it gets a green striped shirt. I'm very happy that they went comic accurate, but it's khakis and a striped shirt.
Yeah.
Like you're not really...
it's not the freaking bat suit.
Yeah, like, it's not, Mysterio.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just a shirt and khakis.
I could dress up as Sandman.
Yeah, just grab him.
Yeah.
And really, it seems like he was not liked by the White Earth at all.
Well, I mean, he's a criminal who went to jail for murder.
Why'd she have his clothes?
I mean, yeah.
I just thought of it, but that's whatever. Fair. It's fine.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Anywho, so we get the new Goblin versus Peter in the alley and across the streets. It was a cool fight.
Yeah.
Pretty brutal.
It was very brutal.
I love the swiftness that it starts with. I mean, it's very action-packed. It's a good fight.
Yeah.
And then Harry gets clocked right in the face.
Oh, so many times.
So very hard.
Yeah. And he gets beat up and he's fine. Yeah.
But in this one, it gives him amnesia. But don't you worry. Get on that face.
God, I hate it.
Oh, it's so... but we'll get there. I'll get to say it again. But we get the fight, and then we have the super collider scene, which I've said it before, I'll say it again, is one of my favorite comic book movie scenes.
Okay, why is that?
Because it's done so well. Like, again, for such a nothing...
Oh, villain. The way he actually changes. Okay,
yeah. Yes,
it was.
I mean, it's, he falls in the thing, and they even have a joke about it in No Way Home of, gotta be careful where you fall.
Yeah.
Which,
One thing that was kind of, it's fine, I just think they shouldn't have pointed it out, is that they have sensors, and they're like, hey, there's some anomaly, there's something in there.
Like,
that's like, probably a bird, it'll fly away. Just don't show that.
Yeah.
Don't show me that you know he's there, but you're just going to ignore it because you assume it's a bird.
Yeah.
Like, if you really insist, because then the bird didn't
fly away, and it's still there.
Yes.
And you know it's there.
And you have no idea what's going to happen to it. And what if it is a person that just happened to jump the fence?
Because this is not very well guarded.
Yeah, not at all.
And it's not like you have a big wall over around the big hole. Yeah. With your super collider, yeah, or whatever.
Or ropes or lights. Ain't nothing.
Nothing. It's just very dark.
But so if they would have just left the whole scene of them in there, mentioned it, they could have shown them in doing their experiment. Sure. Just don't let me know anyone's in there.
Yeah.
Would have been better.
Maybe an alarm was going off and they didn't notice.
Yeah.
I mean, because you would think. It seems like a very dangerous test to have no kind of safety precautions.
Yeah.
In this giant sand pit that literally anything could... Like, what if it was just... I don't know, a ball or anything. Like, wouldn't anything in there that's stuck in there
not be good? Yeah. I would assume so. Yeah.
At least tamper with the results of whatever it is that you're doing that they never really mention what it was.
Yeah. No clue what it's for or anything. And science brought stuff. Up.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's never brought up the rest of the movie because it doesn't matter. We already have our villain. But
yeah,
him reforming is fantastic.
It was good.
20 years later, it still looks pretty amazing.
It does, yeah.
And the score is great. What I love about it is the pacing.
Okay.
It's not just, here's a big lump of sand, and then, now I'm Sandman. It's, you see him form. You see him try and fall. You see him reach for the necklace thing or locket or whatever.
Yeah.
And he can't grab onto it, and the sorrow on his face.
Yeah.
It gets fantastic, and that is what makes him will himself together.
Yeah.
To actually form.
It's great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
It's probably the most heartfelt thing that they've done with any of these villains in these three movies.
Yeah.
Because after Doc Ock's wife's dead, he goes crazy and he doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
It's all about his stupid machine and the power of the sun in the palm of his hand.
Yeah. That's a good point. Mm. Now, I do wonder how the locket survived and nothing else did.
I mean... Sure.
Yeah, but whatever. I'm glad it did because it was. You're right. It is a good.
And also, how does the sand change color?
Yeah, form the shirt. Yeah, I don't know. The one thing I'm assuming with that is that he figured out a way to completely put himself together.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, it's like.
I think it.
There should be some
honestly
green.
The way they did it in No Way Home makes more sense. He's just a sand man.
Yeah.
And he has no real form.
Yeah. I think it is better.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot less inconspicuous.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just walk into a bank as a sand person. What they could have done, though, is made it much creepier, and it'd been like the fog, and he just, like, drifts in, forms, does what he needs to, and fucks off.
That'd be good.
Been cool. But it's 2007. We don't have that in the budget. Didn't look like they had it in the budget for 2021 or whatever that was either, so whatever. Harry gets his memory loss because he knows that face. It's so stupid.
It is
such a dumb line.
Yeah,
and he delivers it so terribly.
He does. Like, why would you say that to someone else?
Yeah, in that way.
Yeah,
I know that face.
Oh man, what about my favorite part?
Yuckers.
It was just remembering your dumb way of saying it.
And then we get the crazy crane crash because we have to have a reason for MJ and Peter to split apart. And how better to do that than to introduce a hot blonde for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Like, literally no other reason than to kind of maybe be Eddie's girlfriend. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's, but according also to Eddie, doesn't seem like that's true.
Yeah. According to Eddie, yes. They're dating.
Yeah.
And then we find out. We just... Yeah. So wild. Then we find out, no, we just had coffee once and you were...
Creepy.
Yeah, you're terrible.
Like you are now.
Yeah.
And I said, fuck off, my dad's a cop. And you didn't seem to care, which is much worse.
Yeah.
So gross. It's a cool scene, though. Crane crashing, like, it's where they obviously spent a lot of their money.
Yeah.
Because it looks great.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Like, jeez.
Unnecessary.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, yeah, I get it. Spider-Man's a hero. But, like...
He could have saved her from a car hitting her. You
or
know?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Didn't need it at all.
That's true, too.
It's such an unnecessary... I mean, again, it's... You have to have a reason for them to split up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, she's not... I love Bryce Dallas Howard. She's great. She's a great director. She's done a lot of Mandalorian.
She has.
And she's great in the Jurassic World movies.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But she is... And I think this is actually, like, one of her first things.
Okay. I believe it, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, like, you don't need to be in this movie. No. As much as I like you later, you don't need to be here right now. Yeah. We have other things to talk about. Like... Ugh. Yeah, and then Eddie Brock and his very... our tour way of doing photography and explaining it to everybody, whether they ask or not. Yeah. It's, yeah. Anyway. I like the Stan Lee cameo. It's a little ham-fisted, but it's Stan Lee.
Yeah.
So
it's like you said, it's Stan Lee, so it makes me happy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a little on the nose.
But Spider-Man is getting his own celebration day. Because of the reasons that they said, because they like him now.
Yeah. And this is where Gwen is also, right?
Yeah, because they have to have the unnecessary upside down kiss. And give me a fucking break. Like, you didn't know that would upset your girlfriend who you told to stand right here so she would get the best view of what was going on? Really?
I know.
You haven't even put on the black suit yet, and you're already a dickhead.
Yeah. Like, I understand, you know, they're chanting the kiss, and sure, a little peck on the cheek. It still gets the little kids that are just chanting it because they're little kids.
Yeah.
And it still does the kiss. Like,
yeah,
it's fine.
And it still can make her start to be jealous, I guess, even though it's unnecessary.
Yeah, because there's other parts that they could have done. But
yeah.
Or not at all.
But the fact that he actually, like, recreated their first kiss.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break. Like, all he needed was to flash dance and have water fall down on them while they did it. Like, just quit it. Flash dance. But then we get Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
Which is a great song.
It is.
And the fight in the big sand truck that are roaming around New York all the time.
Yeah.
The big sand trucks. They're a nuisance from what I've heard.
Yeah. I think it could have worked if he was just like the top layer until it looked like a sand truck. And then once he formed it, you saw, there's something else in there. Yeah. But yeah, there's no. And the way he undid one string and like half of it flipped over, that was a terrible tarp. Those are small things. Not important.
But he had to be a giant sand monster to do the things that he did. But I did love their fight in the truck. That was like classic Spider-Man fighting a bad guy in a classic comic book way. When he punches him through the chest, that's a classic comic moment, and I got a fun fact about that later.
Nice.
Like, great, fine. Mm-hmm. Just don't think about it too long, and it's great and fine.
Yeah.
But then, I'm going to glance over that Bruce Campbell's great. He's in the movie, and it's funny.
Yeah, I really did enjoy that part. It was fun. I kind of remembered it, and I kind of forgot about it, and with him waving, all that stuff was fun. It was good.
It's always great to see him in everything.
Yeah.
But then, they do the classic retcon. They pull a Batman 89 and go, no, this is who really killed my parents.
Oh, yeah, that's, yes.
And then two movies later, well, it's not him, but somebody in the darkness who reminds me of Two-Face killed my parents. And now it's Flint Marko killed Uncle Ben. Quit it.
Yeah, I...
They don't, like, have him there? Fine. You don't need to, but fine. Say he was an accomplice, say he knew about it.
Yeah.
Okay, still not necessary.
No.
Fine. They don't all need to be related to the hero to have him give a shit.
Yeah. Like, I agree.
And I know it's like, he's going to get the black suit and this can give him a reason to go over the edge and blah, blah, blah. He can just do that. He doesn't have to have a reason.
Yeah.
In fact, not having a reason makes it better.
I agree. Because, yes. Because he already went through the whole thing and realized that he shouldn't have killed him.
Yeah.
And why, so now, why, again, is he like, I want to kill him?
Yeah.
He wouldn't.
And again, he doesn't have the black suit yet.
Yeah.
It's coming very soon, but he doesn't have it yet. Like, is it affecting him from afar? If so, tell us that.
Yeah, because I didn't get that.
No, because it's not true, because it's so dumb. Like, just, oh. I liked this movie until I thought about it more.
Sorry. But it's still fine.
No, it's fine, but it's just like, God, there's so many pitfalls. Because they did this in the anime. I mean, they did it in the comics first, too. But in the animated series, when he gets the black suit, I mean, they do the very cocky, arrogant, showboaty thing. Mm-hmm. And have him be aggressive to, you know, his classmates and shit. And then they have him fighting, I think it's Rhino and Shocker. Just these two low-level piddly villains.
Yeah.
And he goes too far. He's about to like kill Shocker for some stupid nothing.
Right.
And he goes, what the hell am I doing about to kill this guy over anything? Because Spider-Man actually doesn't kill people. We don't find that out for a couple more franchises of this character, but that isn't actually a thing that this character does.
Yeah.
And I know it's confusing because he does it a lot. Several times in this movie, even.
Yeah. It was questioned, though. We did get Aunt May questioning, like, Spider-Man doesn't kill. Well, Aunt May.
I mean,
he does.
You should stick around to the end of these movies. I mean, it's a lot of technicalities.
Yeah. But he does.
He does.
He does.
Big time does. And, yeah, it's. But we got the black suit.
We got it.
It looks great.
It does look cool. I did enjoy it.
It doesn't matter. What I don't like is that it stays formed in his trunk. Like, next to his other suit, it could be hanging next to his regular suit. Like, it's Venom. It should just form on him.
Yeah.
That's another part of the allure of it, is that it's always on him.
Yeah.
Always affecting him.
Yeah.
And therefore, like, and then it can just, like, grow out of him and be his suit whenever he wants.
Yeah.
Like Venom does.
Yeah.
Even Venom got that part right.
Yeah, my wife was actually asked the same question. She's like, is this a new, where do you get this suit or something along the lines of the suit? And so I had to kind of explain it. Well.
The movie does a very bad job of explaining this, but when the symbiote gets onto him and forms around him, that's the suit that we see him in.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Get there. But like, then it just looks like a black fabric suit.
Yeah. It's just another suit. Yeah,
it's just his other suit that's right next to his other suit.
Yeah.
So technically, it seems like he could just put it on whenever he wants.
Yep.
And the other one whenever he wants.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't matter. Because there's no indication, aside from that scene where it's latching on him for the first time, that it's even alive or sentient anymore.
Yeah. It's just that it formed into a suit, and now it's a suit. It's no longer a living thing.
Which kind of makes the part where, I mean, like, I get that it knows now that he's trying to separate from it.
Okay.
So that's why it's latching onto him so aggressively in the bell tower, which is a great scene. But he can take it off whenever he wants.
Yeah. He took it off immediately and put it in a trunk. Yeah. So.
But the black suit, Spider-Man versus, that's supposed to be, say, Sand/Mud Man.
But Sand.
Yeah.
As in minus.
Yes. It was a cool fight. Very brutal. Very fun.
Yeah. It worked. He was very angry and turned into mud, and it worked.
Yeah. And then Emo Peter demands his door be fixed. I think that's a meme I'm using later this week. Okay. Follow the Facebook group to find out. And then I wasn't even going to put this, but it became important, and I forgot that it did. The Harry and MJ bonding over the broken omelets and a shitty emo-y school play that Harry wrote for her.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's something I would have done, because I used to fancy myself a writer.
Yeah.
Okay. Just none of the girls I was into.
In plays?
Yeah, were in plays, so I never did that. But, cringy.
Yeah.
Really.
It was. Like, it's fine that you did it. You know, you were young, you were dumb, but you kept it. And now you're bringing it up. Why? Because you got amnesia? Did you get amnesia all the way back to high school?
Forgetting that this is a weird, creepy thing to do. But I think the amnesia made him creepier.
Yeah. It was supposed to, I think, make him sweeter.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
It is. It's supposed to be like, oh, that's so sweet and endearing. But there's something, you know, real life James Franco outside of the equation, because we don't know any of that stuff yet.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
It is. Yeah.
Especially because he knows that face.
Yeah, it really just, like, dumbed him. Like, it wanted to dumb him down. Which I know he wasn't the brightest, but...
No.
Yeah. It was weird.
But Norman returns, which was a cool scene. Mm-hmm. And so do Harry's memories. Just in time to threaten MJ, which was also pretty cool when he just shows up.
Yeah.
I don't know how she didn't hear him. It's a very loud snowboard. Whatever.
Yeah. I got nothing on
that one. And then we get the forced breakup with him lingering in the bushes.
Yeah.
Creepy. Classic again. Old school Wile E. Coyote villain stuff. It's great. It's fine. It's whatever. Because they have to be drifted apart because he has to sink even further, even though he already just killed, air quotes, a villain.
Right.
But he also has to do much worse because... And I put... I'm trying to succinct it all into words because he has the thing. So Eddie is trying to get the staff job.
Right.
And Peter, who should obviously get the staff job.
Yeah.
You know, Jameson's going to pit them against each other because he's a dick and that's fine, whatever.
Sure.
But for some reason, this guy who is so about the authenticity of photography decides to choose this moment to not only steal someone else's photograph, but steal someone's photograph who you're competing with, who would know that you're stealing their photograph.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like it was just another picture from Spider-Man.
He didn't find it on Google Images and just copyright, you know, steal it for himself. Like, no, this is...
literally the competition's picture that you took.
Turned black.
Yeah.
With some didn't impressive Photoshop.
It. It was. I don't know how... I'm sure it was around, but...
Yeah. But Peter's going to put some dirt in his eye. That's what he's going to do, which is a sick burn. I don't
Do you like dirt in your eye?
I don't.
Didn't think so.
Yeah. Okay. No one ever wants dirt in their eye.
Then
we get the next meme. Spy is so good.
Oh, man. There's that. And even though the turnaround and wink, I use that one. And
well, the other, like, okay, so at that moment, I took that as, so you know that he's evil again, right?
I would assume so.
I mean, that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, either he was faking the amnesia or it came back.
Yeah.
You would, yes.
I feel like Peter knows that now.
I would think so.
So wouldn't you, I don't know, forgive Mary Jane? And at any point in this movie, talk to her about anything at all? Would be nice.
Because it's not a secret that you're Spider-Man. So it's just...
Well, it's also not a secret that she got... I mean, it is a secret that she got fired, but why?
Yeah, I don't know that one. I
like, you're embarrassed, fine, but you're also telling everybody else.
Exactly. Like, you're not just keeping it a secret because you're embarrassed. And, you're just keeping it from him.
Yeah. And I get that he's being an insensitive douche and he's very full of himself. Spider-Man Day tends to do that. But, like, he doesn't know you were fired.
Yeah.
So getting mad that he's still trying to make you feel better for a bad review. We've both been married for a very long time. That's a thing that you do is you know, bad things happen and you try and make them feel better and reassure them that it will get better.
Yeah.
And I do that for you and I don't even like you that much. Like,
he doesn't do that. He does the opposite. That's he's like, true. Yeah, you deserved it.
Yeah, probably worse.
You went off easy.
Good job, stupid. And then,
I agree with you. It was weird. It was back to like, just say things, communicate, and we'd probably be good here.
Yeah, a simple conversation would make this movie half as long, and my notes half as long as well.
Yeah,
because then we get the Peter versus Harry round two, where Harry loses half a face. Very brutal.
Yeah, from the burn. Maybe he healed too fast because he heals quickly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no real sense of time in this movie.
That is true.
This could be over the course of a week, a couple months.
Yeah.
No one's to say.
You're right. Either way, he's disfigured now.
Yeah. And then the emo dance, which I already talked about. It's already been lampooned in another Spider-Man movie. We can move on. We also learned that sand plus water does not equal death.
No.
I don't know why anyone thought that it would. But it didn't.
They did make us think he went. I don't know. I guess
they. Well, yeah, like he dissipated and turned into mud, and then
yeah,
like it washed him away. But why would we like he's sentient dirt?
Yeah, he's sand. Like, why would we think?
Yeah, he pulled himself together once.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
Why would we think he couldn't do it again? Yeah, exactly.
Because he's wet. Yeah. What happens if it rains? Oh, not again.
Just find a hole to bury yourself in.
And just sticks one of those beach umbrellas in his head. Just keeps himself dry all the time.
Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't hold it, but yeah, you just stick it in your head like you would an umbrella.
Because he's sand. You stick an umbrella in the sand.
Okay. You're right. I was not thinking I'm on the beach.
This is when we get the sandcastle thing that apparently wasn't even in the movie. No,
we did not get this.
It's a good scene.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds touching.
Solid. That's interesting.
So this is obviously after we saw that he reforms and he's back. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's the sand plus water does not equal death is reforming and then he visits his daughter.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good scene. It really is. Then we get... Because Peter hasn't been evil quite enough in this movie. We have to make him the millionth degree douchebag by not only basically cheating on Mary Jane. I guess not, because they're broken up now.
Yeah, she broke up with him. We assume that he really does think this is happening.
Yeah, even though he has literally no reason to, especially because this is after he's blown off Harry's face. And they've had the reconfrontation... Where, like, he basically admits that it's not true. Yeah. Doesn't he?
I think so.
I mean, like, he's still taunting him, like, oh, I remember the way she tastes and strawberries and shit. But, like, you get that he's evil, right? Like, if he's your friend and he's not a goblin again, he wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
He wouldn't think. I mean, it's hard to say. I guess he was kind of a jerky friend already, but still.
Yeah.
Anyway, he hits MJ. Which, even in 2007 when I saw this, I was like, oh, there's no, you lose.
Yeah.
Sorry, but, like, hard pass.
Yeah.
I can forgive you doing all the other stuff, but now it's, yeah.
Yeah.
It was game over. But it is what finally gets him to wake up, not killing two people, or any of the other stuff. Yeah. He backhands MJ by accident.
It was by accident.
Yes. Which helps. But that's what gets him to go, oh, this is bad. Yeah. So he goes to a church, which doesn't make sense in hindsight. I was trying to think that like there was something that... Because in the cartoons, something happens that clues him in to the fact that loud noise hurts the symbiote, which is a thing.
Yeah.
But I don't remember, I don't have it in my notes anyway, but I also have a scenes that aren't in the movie that are in my notes, so it's hard
there,
to say.
There was something, I just don't remember what it was.
Okay. I thought there was, but I don't remember I don't remember seeing it in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's fine.
I don't remember what it is.
Because it gets us to one of the only really cool scenes in the movie, because he goes to the church like he does in the cartoons and I think the comics, but I don't remember.
Okay.
I think it does happen in the comics, because I think in the comics, Eddie is, like, about ready to kill himself. Like, it's very dark, and Eddie's in a very bad place, and it doesn't happen at the same time. Peter loses the suit at the church, and the symbiote, like, hangs out there for a while, and then when Eddie goes to, you know, be all mopey and stuff, then it, like, detects his rage and attaches itself. But they're at the same time. That's how he learns that Peter is Spider-Man.
Right.
Because the symbiote doesn't really seem to have any kind of multiversal hive mind.
Right.
Like it does later.
Right.
Like, I get it, but still.
Yeah.
But it's a cool scene. I mean, him ripping it off.
Yeah, it looks great.
It's super brutal. The screaming, and then it drip drops onto Eddie and he's screaming, which how Peter doesn't hear that is strange, but he's doing his own thing, so it's fine.
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah. And I love it. I remember seeing like a pirated clip of that transformation of Eddie, and I was just like, oh, that's so fucking dope. Like, for Spider-Man 2, somehow I found a pirated scene of the tentacles coming to life in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
And so I saw that before the movie, and I was like, oh, that's fucking so metal and cool, and I'm a horror guy, so I was into it. Yeah. And then seeing that, I was like, God, that's freaking badass, too. And it is. Like, I think it might be the best scene in the movie.
Yes. It's, I mean, it's definitely up there. It's very cool. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it was.
I know it's all downhill from here, but...
Yeah. Well, it's been downhill for a bit. But yeah.
There's more hill.
Yeah. We're not... Yeah. We're now hitting the thorns on the hill.
Yeah. Yeah, I passed the part where Eddie asked Jesus to kill Peter. Because I don't think that's a thing that he would do, but you never know.
Yeah.
People ask Jesus for all sorts of stuff, so...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Eddie seems like a terrible guy. Why wouldn't... be granted death of another person. That sounds cool. Let's just do that. And then in a scene straight from Batman Returns, Venom happens upon Sandman and Alley. No explanation as to how.
No. What?
Yeah, Sandman sand punches him. We only see it in the shadows because the CGI budget was stretching pretty thin by then. Yeah. And they agree to team up because somehow... he knows all about Sandman and the struggles with his daughter. Because even then, I don't think Peter even knows any of that stuff.
Yeah, I didn't even put that together.
Right?
Yeah. They don't know each other at all. Yeah. I would assume I'm also fighting you. Like, ah, jeez. Thanks for this.
Well, it's just like...
Oh, man.
Okay, at first he thinks he's Spider-Man, and then he does his first of many snarls with yeah. the big teeth and stuff, and it's very cool looking, but still very off-putting. And then he's like, oh, you're not Spider-Man. How do you know that, though? Like, how do you know that... And you also, like, he takes off, he does the face thing. How do you know that's not the same guy?
Yeah, you don't... You don't know see the
Peter,
guy.
Well, I get... Yeah, you don't know who Peter Parker is.
Yeah.
I mean...
Right?
I don't think so. Like, he kind of talks about... Because in the subway fight with the water, mm-hmm. you know, the revelation that it is the nephew of the guy he killed. But he don't know who Peter Parker is. This could be Peter Parker.
That's true. He assumes that Spider-Man is Peter Parker, but he does not know that Eddie is not Peter Parker.
Yeah.
You're right.
But it's fine, because they're going to do a team-up, and we're going to get some stuff. So Peter, after literally... Well, I mean, obviously MJ gets captured by the villains again, because that's more or less the point of her being in these movies.
Yeah.
And Peter decides, hey... And I was also going to point out how well-informed the news is.
Yeah.
Not only do they know exactly what's going on, they also know that Venom is not a version of Spider-Man.
Right.
I mean, Sandman knows that too. So why wouldn't the news? And
yeah. Fair.
The cameras are so good that they can see yeah. from the ground into the cab.
And they can hear her. I pointed that out to my wife. I was like, those are good mics. Yeah. I don't know how they heard that, but they did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want some of those. I could just whisper the podcast and we would be just floating right into
I could
your
be
ears.
Home and just talk normal and you'd pick it up.
Yeah. Great. Oh. And the lenses that are perfectly focused to know that it is Mary Jane and telling her life story about basically being fired recently from a Broadway show to the world. Yeah. I don't need to know that.
Yeah. Why would anyone be interested in that at this point?
I mean, I guess it's...
Right. She's a hostage and she's going to die. But what has she done lately?
Yeah. How would we know her? I mean, that's terrible. But if you're not a celebrity, do I care?
Yeah.
I guess that is true.
I guess.
That's the worst. But after blowing off his face, Peter goes, I can't fight these two people on my own, even though I've never met Venom. Or know anything about him and what he's who that is yeah. yet. He finds out soon, but it's it's Mega Sandman, at least. And someone that looks very angry in his old suit that he also just left in a church. I mean, I get that it attached immediately, but why wasn't there a scene of him going, okay, it's off of me. Where is it now?
Yeah, I have to find
it. I mean,
now.
This didn't happen in the comics either, but like...
Yeah, let's take care of this so no one else gets it.
Yeah.
Bad. Yeah.
Anywho. Doesn't matter. We get Spider-Man. So, yeah, he goes to Harry and asks for his help, and he's happy to tell him to fuck off.
Yeah.
But then later, I missed the scene because I got up or something, but the butler tells Harry what really happened to his dad.
Sort of. He tells him that, I was there, I cleaned your father's wounds, and they were done by his own blades. Which, essentially saying no he shit. Killed himself.
Even, yeah. Even so, that doesn't mean Spider-Man didn't do it.
True. That is very true. But it I guess it's because it does line up with what Peter said. So yeah. It gives him a little more credibility.
But as we see in No Way Home, Spider-Man can lift that glider and pierce him with his own blades.
He sure can. The only thing to stop him is him. Another. Yeah, it's him. You said it better.
Gross, man. But he decides to help because they have to team up. I mean, like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
I
know we're fine.
Shitting on it, but it is that, like, you don't want Harry to die a villain.
Yeah. Because
they were, air quotes, friends.
Yes.
You can't really tell that by watching the movies, no. But there's a scene in there where they're supposed to be friends. So you want him to have that redemption moment.
Yeah.
And not die a bad guy. Them teaming up is fine.
Yeah, it's movie. Fine. It works.
Spider-Man vs. Venom is cool.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Yep, it was good.
Mega Sandman with bits and bobs from the construction site embedded in him, which I feel like he could have not done, but maybe that makes him stronger. It's hard to say.
Yeah, it could go either way, really.
Because, like, yeah, he forms from the sand, but does that mean he has to pick up the cinder blocks, too? Huh. When the sand go around the block?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he's doing his thing until he doesn't, because we need him to stop for a while. Because he's not dead.
Yeah.
And I do like that, because, I mean, in the original Spider-Man number 3, when Sandman was, you know, introduced, Spider-Man stops him with a vacuum cleaner. True story.
As you would.
Yeah. It's dirt. That's how you do it. And it's just shy of a mop. So I do appreciate they didn't find some stupid way of killing him. And he's basically the only villain that Spider-Man doesn't kill in this version of the franchise. Yeah. And he just fucks off and never to be heard from again.
Yeah. Why was I okay with that? I don't know. They must have done it correctly. Fine. Yeah. It is fine. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, it is. There's no way to kill him.
Yeah.
Unless he can't contain himself anymore. Like, there is a comic where Venom bites Sandman, and because of the venom in Venom, it makes him dematerialize, and he can't hold himself together anymore, and it kills him.
Okay.
Could have done that.
Sure.
But they didn't kill him.
Could have so struck him with lightning and...
turned him into glass?
Yeah.
From Thor?
I'll take it.
Thor popped into the multiverse to just kill Sandman?
Yeah. I haven't, at this point.
I'd watch it.
I would.
But Sandman crumbles because Spidey and Harry team up and he pumpkin bombs him. And we also need to focus on Venom for the 5 minutes he's on screen. And then Harry gets hit in the head again by a very large piece of metal.
Yeah.
No amnesia this time. But then he does get impaled by his glider. Like his dad, which is very cute. It's a very sweet send-off. He gets to die just like his dad
did. Yeah, he's finally like his dad. Dead.
It is nice. Watching it, I was like, well, at least, like, Goblin died trying to kill Spider-Man with the blades of his glider. Harry died trying to save Spider-Man from the blades of his glider or his surfboard. And so I was like, okay, that's nice.
Yeah, it works.
Then we get the loud pipes thing where Spider-Man moves faster than he's ever moved before. But it was cool. And there's crazy-ass Eddie who just wants to die with the symbiote because he's had it for 5 minutes and he likes it.
Yeah. I mean, he was pretty much done for anyways.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go out
with him. His fake girlfriend broke up with him or something.
The job he didn't really have. Didn't get it. His camera broke because Spider-Man's a dick.
Peter Parker's not dead like he asked Jesus for. So, just nothing.
What does he have to live for?
And the symbiote's about to blow up because we assume that fire kills it. And it does, apparently, which is a nice thing.
It kills most.
I mean, I guess. And then Sandman just wants to help his daughter, so he fucks off in the wind. And killing Ben was an accident. We find that out.
Yeah, which...
Because the thing that we saw that was a flashback was just Peter's interpretation of a flashback. Or it wasn't the complete flashback.
It wasn't specific enough.
Hmm.
Everything was the same.
Except it was an accident.
Yeah, he got bumped.
Yeah, or something.
That's what I'm assuming, is he got bumped and shot.
Yeah. I hate when that happens. I can't even tell you.
I think I was happy that it happened that way, because he seemed like...
He was actually remorseful?
Yes. He wasn't a dick. I mean, he was. But he was trying to do good. He was in a tough
spot.
Don't
steal cars, kids. It's bad.
Yeah.
Especially at gunpoint. That never ends well for anybody.
Yeah, have some trigger discipline, you know what I mean? Jeez.
Yeah. Don't... Like, if you're going to point the gun at someone, don't have your finger on the trigger.
Finger off the trigger.
That's...
What did you get bumped? Boom. Shot. Dead. Yeah. Uncle Ben. You... Spider-Man. Here we go.
Boom. Then you become Sandman a handful of years later. He says, like, 2 years ago, even though it's been, like, six. And Tobey Maguire's aged considerably. But it's fine.
It's fine.
Then we get Harry's funeral, which is very sad, reminiscent of the first one. And then Peter and MJ reunite at the club. And that's it.
As they
should. That's all the Spider-Man can do.
The end.
Thank God. It's fine.
Yeah, it was fine. It was better up until the Venom stuff, like I said. Yeah. And then it was like, this is why this sucks. Up until that, I was like, all right, okay, yeah, let's do this.
What helps me is that it's kind of resolved in No Way Home.
Yeah,
and they kind of make light of like, yeah, I fought an alien made of black goo once. Like, yeah, it's just a weird, random, dumb thing. Like, to me, it's the way I rationale Tom Hardy. Like, that's not Venom.
Okay.
That's that universe's version of Venom, which he didn't even call himself Venom, thank God. He was just that universe's version of Eddie Brock, who was a mega douchebag getting the suit, and if... You're a mega douchebag and you get a suit. I don't think it would take long for you to be even worse.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I kind of get it.
Because good guy Peter was quickly a douche.
Yeah. So. And even before he put the suit on.
Yeah.
He just had to be around where the suit might have been.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, it's fine. I'm just hoping that Spider-Man 4 gives us real Venom.
Yeah. That'd be awesome to see. But
we'll see.
We will see.
Some fun facts and some Eastery eggs,
yeah.
And then we'll get the frick out of frack.
You want to go?
Sure.
Bryce Dallas Howard performed her own stunts during the crane accident scene, unaware that she was pregnant at the time of filming. Oh, damn.
Yeah. I saw that and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's impressive twice. It is. At around 50 men's, in a fight scene where Spider-Man punches through Sandman's chest, congenital amputee boxer Baxter Humby took Tobey Maguire's place in filming the scene. Humby, who was born without his right hand, helped deliver the intended effect of punching through Sandman's chest. So when he punches through, that's actually like an amputee, and that's where his arm actually like stops.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
It is cool. It also seems excessive.
Yeah. But I mean, it's the guy got to be in a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, hey.
Like, that's fucking awesome. I'll take that all day.
I would not be mad at being that guy.
Yeah.
My arm got cut off, but now I get to be in Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
And I'm a boxer? Like...
X.
Boom.
Or maybe he's... I don't know. Maybe he still boxes.
Could be.
The first shot of the Sandman forming took roughly 6 months to create. Damn. It looked great, though.
Time well spent. Really a sad one here. This was Cliff Robertson's final film before his death on September 10th, 2011, at the age of 88.
Dang. That's been good years, though, man. 88. That's good numbers.
It's probably better than I'll do.
I'm shooting for next week.
That's what I was about to say.
It took 3 years to create the visual effects required to portray the Sandman's powers. To understand the dynamics of sand, various experiments were conducted with sand, such as launching sand at stuntmen, splashing the stuff around, and pouring it over ledges. Okay. Sand sculptors were also consulted for advice. And they said, yeah, if it gets wet, it's done for.
That's how sand dies, folks. One of the sounds used for venom is of a Tasmanian devil.
Oh.
So that's why it sounds so terrible. Yeah. It was trying to get Bugs Bunny.
Yikes. Here's my favorite one, actually, Taz. while in the Venom costume, Topher Grace didn't drink any water during his breaks because he couldn't use the bathroom with his costume on.
Wait, wait. You would have thought they would have, like, resolved that the first Spider-Man movie, but... real sand was used for Sandman, except when characters were being buried or covered in sand. Since real sand would have been a possible hazard for such scenes, ground up corn cobs were used instead, which I feel like would have been worse.
I agree.
But I think it's lighter, because, I mean, sand is heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I've lifted bags of sand. It's very fucking heavy.
True. Have you lifted bags of...
ground up corn?
Yeah.
Not lately. No.
I think we need to do an experiment.
That's next episode.
Tune in next week, where Justin lives ground up corn. All right. That one. Alicia Cuthbert. Is that how you say her name?
I've Eliza? Never known. Alicia?
I know she was Alicia? The Girl Next Door movie.
Yeah.
Her and Scarlett Johansson were considered for the role of Gwen Stacy.
Thankfully, they both sidestepped that landmine, and Scarlett Johansson went on to much better things.
Yeah.
Now we're on to some Easter eggs. A recently discovered Easter egg, apparently, like, I was looking up Easter eggs, and this was, like, just discovered, and it's, like, on Reddit and shit. You can see the original spider bite mark on Peter's hand.
Really? That's see. Very cool.
Yeah.
Man, that's...
I meant to look for it, and I still didn't see it, but apparently it's a thing that you could see.
Okay. In the Daily Bugle office, Jameson's office, to be more specific, I guess, has a lot of old newspapers, such as the one from Spider-Man 2. Doc Ock, still at large. Nice.
Emma Raimi, at around 2 hours, the girl who sells her camera to Jameson for $100, is Sam Raimi's daughter.
Was that in this movie?
Yeah. It was at the end. When they're at the line and Jameson shows up for some reason.
Okay. Because
he had to be at the end there for some reason.
Yeah. What's he up to?
Yeah.
And the film was separate. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Clever girl.
Mm-hmm.
Harry's lab contains his father's Green Goblin mask, as well as a gold Hobgoblin mask from the comics.
I mean, yeah, I did that note, and then I watched the movie and looked for that, and I was like, I mean, I guess. Okay. It's just like, I mean, it's a lighter, different colored mask, so you could kind of get the idea, because Hobgoblin is more of like a, I'm trying to think of the color green it is. If you look behind you, the big Green Lantern book there by Swamp Thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
A brighter green,
Yeah, it's like a...
like a, almost a slime green.
Yeah.
Not quite as neon.
Right.
There you go, folks. This is an audio podcast. I'll help you out.
I don't know colors. Red, blue, yellow, makeup stuff. It's fine.
Makeup stuff.
Last one here. In the first few minutes of the film, there is a New York Magazine cover story, Why New York Hearts Spider-Man, by Ray Frank. Ray Frank was the sometime pen name for Frank...
Giacomo?
Sure. A comic book artist who worked on Marvel, DC, Archie, and a dozen other comic books.
That is a nice little nod.
Yeah. That's it. That's Spider-Man 3.
That is Spider-Man 3.
I hope you learned as much as we did or less.
Yeah. I would love to see that deleted scene. That sounds great. Just the one, too.
Interesting. Yeah, it seems like it.
Huh. How, maybe the mask was also another one. I don't know.
No, that one is a thing from the thing.
All right. Well, if you guys want to let us know what you thought of this movie, we would love to hear that. And you can reach out, or actually, what are we doing next week, Justin? I know it's a movie, but I don't remember. Yes, I do remember. We even mentioned it earlier.
We did.
Feel?
A couple times. Yeah, so The Marvels comes out 5 days from today, as of recording, 4 days from releasing.
Yes.
And the plan at this point, even though neither of us has tickets, is to see said movie next weekend and talk about it next weekend so that you can hear us talking about it the following week.
Correct.
In that time span, Loki will end.
Yes.
Because it ends on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Just in time for the Marvels, for some reason. And so we're going to talk about that the week after.
Yeah.
Is the plan.
That is the current plan.
God willing.
Yeah. If we're here, we'll do it. Yeah. But as we pointed out, we're both on the edge there.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you want to, I guess you can't really tell us your thoughts on the Marvels yet, but if you're listening to this later, please reach in, write in, reach out, do all that stuff. You can tell us about anything. You don't have to be about just this one episode.
True.
Reach out wherever, whenever.
Just say hi.
Just we say hi. Yes. We're both looking for different people to do this, so if you could really help out. But yeah, go to our website, wearemarvelpod.com. Go to any of our social media, as Justin mentioned earlier. We are Marvel Pod on all of that stuff. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Though we don't do anything on Twitter, so don't waste your time. But we are on Instagram and Facebook fairly frequently.
But if you reach out, I will reach back out. Mm. Virtual handshake, if you will.
Gross.
Yeah, thanks. The website also has a link to our merchandise page where you can choose the like logo or icon that you like and then turn that into whatever you want. A shirt, a mug, a pillow, anything.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we got, Justin.
I think so too, Jeremy.
Yeah. So thank you all for listening. We really do appreciate it. I had a little catchphrase thing here that I want to throw in for the We Are Marvel. I don't know how I'm going to work it in. So now that I've remembered, I brought it up. Okay. Look forward to next episode. Me and Justin will figure it out. Hopefully he remembers because I'll forget. But until next time, I have been Jeremy.
And I've been Justin.
And we've been Marvel. That's what I'll do. Oh. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right.